Thank you guys for all logging into class. Really, really excited to share with you tonight something that's very near and dear to my heart and, about memorizing scripture. So just a little in way of introduction. We all have like really some important dates in our lives. You know, like our birthday was a good day, right? The day I got married, amazing day. The day I became a disciple was an amazing day. The day my kids were born. But I've added to those days, June 28th of 2020. And that's the day that actually my wife and I began to memorize Romans chapter 8. And so just as a little background, I mean, I grew up in a Christian home. We read the Bible a lot. In fact, I went to a Christian school, and at my school, we actually would memorize like, verses all the time. And we got, I don't know if we got extra credit or what it was, but memorizing a lot of scriptures. I even memorized like Isaiah 40, the whole thing. I memorized Ephesians 4. So scripture memory had been something that was in my past. And of course, when we, as disciples, we equipping classes and the first principles and did a lot of scripture memory back in those. We would have quizzes and tests and stuff like that. But for the last, I don't know, 20 years or so, it was pretty sporadic. Every now and then I would, memorize a scripture here or there. But so one day I'm listening to a podcast. A guy named Kyle Spears, maybe some of you guys know him, but he was actually interviewing Marilyn Crete. Now, Marilyn Crete, that last name should probably ring a bell to a lot of us. And, so anyway, Marilyn was giving, part of her story was that, she had struggled a lot with some, like depression and anxiety. And, she was kind of in and out of ministry, and it was really a really challenging time. She had tried all kinds of different, therapies and therapists, and just nothing seemed to really work for her. And so somehow, I forget exactly how, but somehow she started memorizing scriptures. And she memorized scriptures, and to the point where she was memorizing like whole books of the Bible. And I was like, wow, that's pretty crazy. You're memorizing entire books of the Bible. And so anyway, that was kind of like in the back of my mind. And then one day, I was reading Romans chapter 8, which is one of my favorite scriptures, and I was kind of studying some things out in it. And you know what? That would be so cool if I could actually memorize. It's such a chapter. I think I'm going to try to memorize it. So I asked my wife, and I said, "Hey, do you want to, memorize Romans chapter 8 with me?" And she's like, "Yeah, let's do it." So we spent the next couple months, probably, a couple of verses here, a couple of verses there. We would quiz each other. We would, quiz each other while we were driving, while we were, at dinner or whatever. And so after a couple months, we had both memorized Romans 8, and I thought that was great, and I was pretty excited about that. And so so at that point, I was kind of maybe got hooked a little bit, and I decided to try some other things. Now, before I go any further, I just want to say one thing. Matthew, I take Matthew chapter 6, verse 1 very seriously. It says, "Be careful not to practice your righteousness in front of others to be seen by them." And I just hope it doesn't come across that I'm like boasting or, because I mean, I've done a lot of, I've memorized a lot of scriptures, but I hope that doesn't come across as like, wow, look at me, I memorized all these scriptures, because that's really the last thing I want to do here. If it comes across like that, please tell me and I'll try not to ever do that again. But anyway, so let's talk about I have basically five parts to my lesson here, okay? And one is, should I memorize scripture? Part two is, what scriptures should I memorize? Chapter three, what are some tips for memorizing scriptures? Chapter four, resources. And chapter five, Q&A or sharing if you have any great stories about memorizing scripture. So, all right, so let's get into it. The first thing I want to do is I want to give you kind of a little bit of a biblical view of why I think scripture memory is valuable. So, let's look at a few scriptures. And they're all on the screen, so you don't really have to turn to them. And unfortunately, some of them I had to sort of abbreviate. So if you want to check out the full scriptures, you could. I'm going to post everything that you can go back and look at these later. So Psalm chapter 1, verses 1 through 3 says, blessed is the one whose delight is in the law of the Lord and who meditates on his law. And that person is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yield fruit in season. So you can see here, first of all, I think memorizing scripture helps us delight in the word of God. I've never been more excited about the Bible than I have in the last couple of years. And it also helps me meditate on the Bible. You know, as I'm memorizing scriptures, I'm thinking about it, thinking about the words, and able to really meditate on it. Scripture, you know, as we memorize scripture, it really kind of feeds our souls. It gives us that spiritual nourishment, like, you know, trees planted by streams of water and things. And the word definitely yields fruit in our lives, whether it be, you know, fruits of the spirit, whether it be changes in our character, whether it be the ability to help other people become disciples. The word yields fruit. Joshua 1:8, keep the book of this book of the law always on your lips, meditate it on it day and night, and then you'll be prosperous and successful. So I think of, you know, the Bible is kind of, you know, it says it's the sword of the spirit, so it kind of like keeps the sword right handy, you know, right in our pocket all the time. But we don't even need a physical copy. We don't need our phone, you know. We can just have the Bible in our heart and in our heads to pull it out whenever we need it. It says we'll be prosperous and successful. Now, you know, obviously this is not saying if you memorize scripture, you're going to become rich and famous, but we're talking about spiritual success. And I know for all of us, the spiritual success means that someday we want God to say, you know, well done, good and faithful servant. And, you know, it's not going to be by the number of scriptures we memorize, but it's how scripture has changed our lives and our hearts and allowed us to, you know, fight the good fight. Psalm 119, verse 1, blessed are those whose ways are blameless, who walk according to the law of the Lord. So, you know, for me, memorizing scripture helps direct my path. It also, you know, as I am feeding my, you know, spirit with God's word, it gives me power to obey God's word. Psalm 119, verses 97 to 99. Oh, how I love your law. I meditate on it all day long. Your commands make me wiser than my enemies. So, you know, like I said, I think, you know, since I've started, you know, memorizing scripture more, it's really given me a much deeper love for God's word. And, you know, especially as his words dwell in me more. You've probably all met a person who, you know, wasn't necessarily very educated, but they were very wise. And most of those people, you know, especially if they're Christians, most of those people are people who are very, very immersed in God's word. And so their God's word can give us wisdom beyond our intellect. And as we said before, you know, if we meditate on it all day long, it really becomes a constant companion wherever we go. And when you're trying to remember scriptures and recite them and practice them, it really helps you to do that. In John 15, 7, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you. So, you know, just this word abide is like really living in us. So, you know, having the word living in our hearts and you know, I really think it helps us in so many ways. It helps us in our prayers. I know for me, a lot of times as I'm you know, praying, I'll think of scriptures that, maybe I've memorized in the past, and sort of it helps me align my will to God's will and my prayers to His will as well. Also gives us confidence to pray with faith in His promises, because as we know better, we know His promises. John 6:30, 63, the Spirit gives life. The words I've spoken, they are full of spirit and life. So, we've talked a lot about spiritual discipline. I know Tom Hughes did a great class a few years ago on spiritual disciplines. And, spiritual disciplines make space for the Spirit to fill us. So I think, memorizing scripture is exactly that. It's really just making in our hearts and in our minds for the Spirit to fill us. And I know I've definitely felt that a lot in my life. And it gives us that strength. The Spirit gives us strength to carry on when our human strength fails. John 14, 26, it says, "The Advocate, the Holy Spirit, will teach you all things and remind you of everything I have said to you." This is actually a scripture I've just memorized on the 26th, which was like 3 days ago. This is really cool because I think of it as like the memorizing scripture gives the Holy Spirit more vocabulary to speak to us. I've been reading a lot of several books about hearing God speak to me and how God speaks to us. And God speaks to us in a lot of different ways. But I think the primary way He speaks to us is through His word. And the more of the word we have in our hearts and in our minds, I just think He has an easier time to speak to us when He wants to. And then probably the most important reason to memorize scriptures is because Jesus did. We know in Matthew chapter 4, Jesus was being tempted by Satan, and three times Jesus quoted scripture. As a Jewish boy, a lot of Jewish boys, especially if they were, being trained, by a rabbi or something like that, they would memorize like large portions, if not all, of the Torah. And I think Jesus, I don't know this for a fact. I don't have any, inside knowledge here, but I don't think Jesus just kind of automatically had the downloaded in his mind because he was, divine. I think he probably had to learn it and memorize it when he was a kid, just like all the other Jewish kids. And again, I don't know that for sure, but he certainly knew it and he used it to fight against temptation. In Ephesians 6, the sword of the Spirit is the word of God. So Jesus used that sword when he was at his most vulnerable and was being tested. So in summary, memorizing scripture helps us grow deep roots in God's truth, walk with integrity and obedience and fight sin, gain wisdom and spiritual insight, pray with power and confidence, stay sensitive to the Holy Spirit's voice, and stand strong in times of trial. Okay, so the second part of my talk here is what scriptures should I. And certainly there's really no answer to this question, no exact answer to this question. Pretty much the scripture you should memorize, it's whichever scripture you memorize is a good one because they're all God's word. But there's a couple ways you can think about it. First of all, maybe there's topical verses. So for example, those first principles, those equipping classes, the studies that we use to help people become Christians, those are a great place to start, memorizing some of those scriptures, because those scriptures are stand the test of time. They're very useful. Maybe you're struggling with a particular sin. Maybe you have challenges with anger, lust, greed, whatever it is. Consider doing a word study on that sin and making a list of scriptures, memorizing some of those scriptures, so that way, when you feel yourself, being tempted in that way, you can have something to pull out and you know to use as again the sword of the spirit. I know for me, a brother, Timothy Lauren, actually today shared on our a text group about Philippians 4, and that's one of my favorite scriptures because in Philippians 4 there's that, you know, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely and admirable, anything that is excellent and praiseworthy, think about such things. And I can't tell you how many times I've felt myself being tempted in some particular way, and that scripture will pop up in my head. And after about true and noble, it's almost like that temptation just goes away. It's pretty powerful for me how that works. So God's word is very powerful in overcoming sin. Parenting. There's a great passage in Deuteronomy 6, which, you know, hopefully most of you parents are familiar with. And, you know, my kids are all, you know, grown up out of the house. But I'll tell you, I wish I would have done more in terms of, you know, having my kids memorize scriptures. And, you know, I don't necessarily think bribery is a good thing. You don't want to necessarily mix God and money, but if there's some way that you can, if you're a parent, if you can somehow reward your kids, you know, for memorizing scripture. A good example is my brother is in his 50s, and you know, he's not a follower of Jesus at this point in his life, but he can still quote scriptures that he memorized in Christian school when we were growing up. You know, 50 years later, he can still quote those scriptures, even though he probably hasn't read the Bible in close to 50 years. So once that word is in your heart, it can really be used in a powerful way. The second thing besides topical verses, you can then maybe think about memorizing some chapters. You know, some of the chapters that I've really loved memorizing were John. In fact, I was doing a class for the teaching ministry on, I think it was Jesus, the Living Word, and a lot of it was based on John chapter 1. So I memorized that chapter as I was preparing, just to kind of help that word permeate my heart as I was planning that class out. John chapter 20 is the, you know, Jesus' resurrection, amazing scripture. Romans chapter 8, I mentioned. 1 Corinthians 15 is a extremely powerful scripture about the resurrection. Philippians 4, I mentioned. Galatians 5 is amazing. 1 Thessalonians 5, Hebrews 11. When we were, you know, when it was announced back earlier this year that we were going to be studying out Hebrews 11, I decided to try to memorize that as we were going through the classes and things like that. And I found that to be great because as I was, you know, listening to those messages, you know, it was kind of like I was going along almost the same time I was hitting those verses. So it was really kind of fun. My favorite Psalm's always been Psalm 73. So I really, I loved memorizing that one. Different then if, you know, once you've, if you want to memorize chapters, you could also memorize sections of the Bible. Right now, my goal is to memorize, John 14 to 17, which is a farewell discourse. This is basically Jesus' last words before he dies. And it's an incredible, passage, you know, section of scripture. And, you know, a couple of years ago, we were studying the Sermon on the Mount in my Bible talk. And so while we were doing that, I was, you know, I was actually pretty surprised. That was the first time I had actually memorized a number of chapters and, you know, I was able to memorize the whole of the Sermon on the Mount. Now, I will tell you, for all of these things, if you asked me to quote the Sermon on the Mount today, I probably wouldn't be able to do that. And it would probably take me a couple weeks to kind of review it to the point where I could. But that doesn't matter. And I'll talk about that a little bit later. It's kind of like once the word is in there, like my brother I was telling you about, you know, the Holy Spirit can use it whenever he needs to. 22 about new creation. I was actually doing a class again for the teaching ministry on heaven and heaven on earth, new creation. And I as part of that, I memorized those chapters. At one point I memorized Ephesians, the book of Ephesians, and that was challenging. That took me months to do that. Again, but little by little gets the job done. Someday, I would love to memorize the book of Romans and the book of John, and those are like, kind of long-term goals. Okay, so what are some tips for memorizing scripture? Well, first thing is to start small. Don't get overwhelmed. Start small with a verse, a few verses, a short chapter. Start with a week or maybe a verse per day. I've kind of over the years settled in at like a verse a day. That's my thing. I started out, I was doing like 2 to 3 verses a day, and I just found it to be stressful, honestly, and I didn't want my memorizing scripture to be stressful. So for me, a verse of the day is what I can do. That's what I can, with my mind that I have. And I will say one other thing. You might think, well, forget it. I don't have good memory, so I really can't memorize scripture. Well, ask my wife. I don't have a good memory either, and I forget pretty much everything. But repetition, even a bad memory of me can eventually memorize verses. And amazing how, I think too, God, if he sees that you're trying and you learn his word, he's going to help you. And I think that's what's happened with me because, like I said, I don't have a great memory at all. Some things there's like mnemonics you can use. And let me just go to the next slide real quick and show you an example of this. Like, so for example, I like to try to memorize the verse numbers along with the verses as going along, just because honestly, not so I can quote it as much, as it really just helps me to keep on track and to not get lost when I'm trying to practice and recite. So let me give you an example. So John 14:10. I've been working on John 14 this month, and John says it starts with the word, "Don't you believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me?" So verse 10. So I was thinking, how can I remember that? Well, the word "don't" is also begins the word "decade," and 10 is a decade, so I remember that. Obviously, the verse 20 was a little easier. The zero of the 20 matched the on, so I can remember that that verse starts with the word "on." So there's little things you can do. There's some resources I'm going to show you later, and I mean, there's some really creative ways that people have come up with to remember, where the numbers go and things like that. I think what I've been doing the last few, probably only the last several months, is really combining my memorization with my quiet times and my study. So what I've been doing lately is I'll really just, that one verse that I'm memorizing for the day, that'll be my quiet time for the day. And I'll look up, I'll get it. Maybe I'll get some background. I'll do a Lectio Divina, which, kind of like prayerful way of meditating on scriptures as you read it. So I'll kind of combine that with quiet time, so that I'm not just memorizing words. I'm really, applying it and learning how to apply it to my life. Practicing during downtimes, you're waiting for someone and nobody else around. Maybe I'll pull out my phone and practice my verses. Driving, now you got to be careful, of course, with driving, but I'll use the audio Bible, and I'll kind of just try to talk along with the Bible as I'm driving. Sometimes when I'm falling asleep, if I can't fall asleep, I'll start trying to practice a scripture, and Satan doesn't want me to learn the scripture, so he won't keep me awake, or something like that. Or God blesses me with sleep, probably more like it, because I'm trying to learn his word. Maybe when I'm getting dressed in the morning or whatever. But the bottom line, oh, one other option there, number eight, is music. There's some, I've never honestly done this, so I can't really say too much about it, but I've seen people, there's ways of putting music, because I think it's easier. We've all been able to memorize a lot of songs in our day, right? And probably some songs which maybe we shouldn't have memorized, but the music will help, I believe, to learn things like that. But bottom line is review, review, review. And one of the guys I'm going to share in my resources has said, and basically what he does, and this guy, he's, I think, memorized like 38 books of the Bible, which is amazing. But he will just review once he has that particular chapter or whatever it is. He'll then review it for like 100 days, or maybe review it once a day for 100 days. And then he said he puts it in the vault. He doesn't go back to it ever again. Because in his mind, even though he may not be able to quote it a year from now, the Holy Spirit has it in there, and the Holy Spirit can pull it out whenever he needs to do that. And so I thought that was a great idea. And I'm not necessarily as organized as 100 days and all that, but that's kind of what I do. Like I said, I probably couldn't quote a lot of the scriptures that I've memorized, the whole chapter or whatever, but I know it's in there. So let's see. Oh, one thing I just wanted to share. That's why I had this, as I'm, the last couple of months, or the next couple of months, I'm trying to memorize the Farewell Discourse. And so it was really cool. I found a book that's actually written about the Farewell Discourse. And so I've been reading that along. So as I, do my quiet, which are more, for my heart and for my, just for my day, this is more for, learning more of study kind of thing. So, but trying to combine those things also helps me, I think, to make it more fruitful. Okay, so resources. Do you have any resources that I can check out? Actually, yes. And first thing I'll do is I will share this next screen. So if you want to just picture this or whatever, zap this QR code, you will see, you see my email address. If you want to write that down too, if you ever want to email me about anything, or, reach out about anything related to scripture memory or anything, there's my email address. But if you look at this, I have a list here. Okay. So the slides for this lesson are on this list here. I'm going to show you this Verse Locker app. It's amazing, and it's free, of course. This sermon, Andy Davis, was really inspired me a lot about memorizing scripture. This guy did a great job, just talking about, I mean, the Bible doesn't command us anywhere, you shall memorize scripture. But there's lots and lots of verses, like I've showed you, that really show us that it's really a great idea, and it's very full. And this guy, tries to come as close to showing, saying the Bible commands us to memorize scripture, but he says, I can't find a scripture for sure, but there's a lot of good ones. There's this group called Scripture Memory Fellowship. Some great verses. This other Bible Memory Goal website is great. Other resources, just another list of things. But I wanted to show you this Verse Locker app. This is really cool. They have it on the phone. You can do it on your computer. And so let me just go over to John Teen, because that's what I've been working on this. And let's say today's scripture as because I basically try to, honestly, I try to choose a lot of chapters that are less than 31 verses so that I can do one verse a day and remember what verse I'm on by what date it is. So today it's the 29th. So I was looking at, I have told you now before it happens, so that when it does happen, you will believe. Now, if I wanted to practice that scripture, I could click on here, and there's a number of ways to do that. You can do the blur method. Okay, so what I would do if I was using the blur method, I would say, I have told you now before it happens, so that when it does happen, you will believe. And then I would blur out a couple words. I've told you now before it happens, so that when it does happen, you will believe. And then you can just keep blurring out more and more words until hopefully you'll be able to say it out. Now, I will tell you, probably 10 minutes later, if you tried to say it again, unless it's a scripture you're very familiar with, you probably can't. And so later on in the day, do it again. And later on in the day, do it again. And eventually it'll get locked in there, I promise. And actually, this is cool because when I was a kid, I remember when I was like 12 in middle school, memorizing, I think it was Isaiah 20 or 40. This is actually what I would write out the scripture. We didn't have like printers back in those days. I'm old. So I write it out, and then I would actually, I forget whether I erased it or I would, you know, mark it out with a marker or something like that. And I would do that pretty much the same method. So I thought that was cool that they do that. There's this version here. You can look at, or you can choose words. Let's see. Remember this now. Let's see. Oh, if you don't remember, you can just go back to this method. I have told you now before. So I have told you now before it happens. And so you can do it like that. There's another way to do it with initials. You can see, I have told you now before it happens, so that when it does happen, you will believe. And then this is a, you can actually, instead of typing out the whole words, you just type out the first initial. So I can't type. I have told you now before it happens, so that when it does happen, you will believe. And so I was just typing out the first letter of each word. And if I make a mistake, then it'll, you know, come up with a big thing. So this is a great app. It was cool when we had our neighbors over for dinner one time, and we were just chatting, and I was telling them, we were talking about the Bible and memorizing scriptures, and my neighbor said, oh yeah, check out this app here, Verse Locker. And so I got to give him credit for showing me that app. It's great. Okay, so one other thing to show you is, this is just something that came to me a couple of weeks ago. It was an idea, and I got advice about it. I talked to Phil. He said it sounded like a good idea. But I was thinking about maybe starting, actually, for people who might really be interested in, you know, memorizing scripture more. And it could be something where we would meet like once a month for like an hour on Zoom or in person. And I kind of made up a little thing here. You know, purpose would be to grow together in our love for God's word and to encourage one another as we hide scriptures in our hearts. We recite memorized scriptures individually or together. We share insights we've gained as verses have taken roots in our hearts. We reflect on how the Holy messages we've memorized. We celebrate opportunities to share God's word with others during the month, maybe using scriptures that we've memorized. Set new goals and celebrate victories. So, you know, maybe your victory would be memorized your first verse, and maybe somebody else's victory, like, you know, Matt Piccolo might have just memorized the whole, you know, book of Revelation that month. But, you know, we would all celebrate whatever we did. set new goals and encourage one another through struggles, whether it be with memorizing scripture or with life in general, and pray together for God's word to dwell in us richly among us, like it says in Colossians 6:10. Who's it for? Anyone who wants to grow closer to Jesus by storing his word in their heart, whether you've memorized many verses or are just beginning. So I put together a little form here. All right. So if you go on that with that QR code, there's a little form here with everybody. But you can just fill this out and say like what times you might be interested. Just to get an idea. If nobody's interested, then we won't do it. But if there are enough people that are interested, it's something that I think would be kind of cool. But I know everybody, you know, already too. All right. So the last thing I wanted to do is, I believe we have a little bit of time. Phil said we had a little bit of time, and just open it up for either Q&A. If you have any questions, or if you want to share anything, like share any tips you have about memorizing scripture, or a scripture that you think is amazing to memorize, and you know, you think